Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
You called in 1 second before the show.
Oh, wow. I'm sure the listeners just are happy to hear that info.
How are you guys doing?
All right.
Yeah, it's fine.
How are you doing? Is Dale here?
Dale, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Aloha. How are you?
Dale.
How are you?
Psychic counselor. I'm doing great. We're glad to have you
How's
today.
Your foot?
I'm always excited for Friday.
How's your foot, sweetheart?
Oh, that Maybe hurt left. For a couple of days, but it's all better now. Thank you for asking and caring so much. That's so sweet of you. But it was just the cartilage. It wasn't the bone, thank goodness. It wasn't a sprained ankle. It was just I hit it as hard as I could run on the coffee table. So thank you.
So you can run now, walk now?
The Mercury retrograde, I don't know a lot about that.
No,
stuff, but
no,
weird
no.
things happen. No, it's not.
Yeah, I know, but that's not one of them. On a Mercury retrograde, from what I understand, it's mainly, it depends on the retrograde, but it's usually paperwork and stuff like that that goes out of sync, and you make appointments and they're canceled for no reason, all kind of weird things.
Oh, that stuff has been
so
happening.
No,
okay.
Yours is due to not paying attention like me.
Yeah, or moving the coffee table to the other side of the room and not remembering. Yeah.
Why? Why did you even
life.
Do that? Why did you move the coffee table?
I was moving it because I was trying to set up a little more room for my yoga and stretching. I got a new exercise ball. So I
oh,
was
wow.
moving things around, doing that. Yeah. I've been exercising
well,
now. I mean, I want my gym back, and I know you do too, Dale. But they're not open yet, and I'm having to just
ours
do
are.
A lot of different things at home. What?
Well, okay, Barb. Ours, my swim center where I go all the time is open, so I can go 3 days a week, and they have like 5 pools, but they only allow, like in the physical therapy, they allow 8 people. In the big lanes, you know, walking lanes or swimming lanes, they only allow 1 person for 45 minutes. So it's really controlled and it's good. And, the gyms are open here, but I don't go there. I use my weights at home. I bought a little gym from Walmart.
Oh,
so that's
cute.
What I use.
I love that.
My
mom has one. I use that when I go over to visit her. What was that?
Yeah. Does she have the one where they pull it down and all?
Yes. She has that whole thing. Years ago when I was visiting with my boyfriend when I was in my 20s, they put him to work and he set that whole gym up for them.
Oh, wow.
Was
cool.
not easy. It was not an easy task. Yeah.
So lucky.
So that's good.
Well, I'm
you
glad you're all right.
Hmm? Yeah, I am. And, yeah, we don't need any more injuries, that's for sure. It's hard to work out with injuries.
Very true, or health issues, but, you know. Anyway, do we have any calls right now?
We sure
and then
do.
Johnny,
we sure do.
Johnny, would you put your phone number out there so people can call, please?
Of course. 516-531-9874. Okay.
Thank
call
and,
now.
One more time.
Get in line to talk to Psychic Dale Shear. Get in line because she's amazing. And who is our lucky first caller today?
562 area code.
Hi, 562. Welcome to the show. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Thank
Hi.
You so much. This is Yvonne from California.
California. What part of California, sweetie?
Long Beach.
Long Beach, okay. I always ask this now. How's the coronavirus doing in your neck of the woods? Is it going up? Is it going down?
Oh, it's going up still.
Oh, boy. All right. That's not good. Long Beach? I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Is that because everybody went out to the beach?
What did you say?
Is that because everyone went out to the beach?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think so. Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of rough. Okay, how can I help you, sweetheart?
Okay, I would like a love reading just to see where my love life is going.
Okay, and right at the moment, it's not going anywhere. You kind of have a relationship or left a relationship, and you're trying to get a new relationship, but you're not sure you want a new relationship, and you're not sure what to do, and it's like 50 different things are in your head. Did you go online? Did you meet someone through someone else? I mean, you're going in 50 directions. Is that correct?
Yeah, seemed like that, yes.
Okay. Well, this virus isn't helping anything. Are you getting out at all?
Not really. I just go to the grocery store, and that's about it.
That's the highlight of the day. Well, it's gonna take a while, but do you have to return to work of any sort? Do you have to return to work eventually?
Oh, okay.
No, I'm asking you.
I don't work. I don't work right now. No.
Okay. So are you retired or what?
No, I'm waiting for hopefully SSI benefits to kick in. I filed for SSI benefits.
Okay, you applied. I'm sorry, I'm not getting it. You applied for what?
SSI benefits, for government benefits, SSI. Social Security.
SSI. I don't know what that is. Barbara, do you know what that is, SSI?
Yes,
Barbara?
It is. Yes, I know that part of it is for, I don't know, there might be different kinds, but like if a parent dies, then the government will help the other parent financially until the child's 18. I know that one very well. I don't know what hers is exactly.
No, mine is different. Mine's I got diagnosed with schizophrenia, so I'm waiting to see if I get my benefits from Social Security. For schizophrenia.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
You are going to get the benefits, and they're going to come rather quickly. I'd say the next month or so or less. You've been getting medication, correct?
Yes.
And you're perfectly fine, you know, at this level in time. As far as meeting someone, I see you meeting someone down the line, but it's after this virus thing. They're starting to find pills and stuff like that that can recommend, you know, the virus to go away to a point. And I believe that that's going to come through pretty quickly. All I know is it's a while before you meet someone, but you will meet someone. It's just going to take some time. And, you know, we're looking like after the virus and you getting out and doing things a little bit.
Okay.
So that's what I see. That's what I see. And
awesome.
Do you have a car or no car?
No car.
That's what I thought, no car. Okay. Do you plan on getting a car?
No, I don't really. I'm really scared of driving. I'm 35 and I've always been like this my whole life. I'm scared of driving, so I don't think I will.
Oh, why are you scared?
I think, personally, I think it has something to do with my past life. I heard through another psychic that I drowned from a car accident that went into the water. And I think it has something to do with that.
I don't, but, you know, it's just something you are scared of doing. You know, I don't believe you drowned.
Yeah.
It's past life stuff. I don't know. There's no proof behind any of it. So I have a real hard time. Some people, you know, believe in it, and some people can show proof, and it's like, I'll believe in it if you show me proof that it exists, but, you know, anybody can say anything. I've been told the weirdest things my whole life, from, oh, that was a past life thing, and that wasn't true. So anyway, you will meet someone. Things are going to change. It's going to get better, and just hang in there.
Okay, thank you so much.
In fact, one thing I want to say, you're going to get a phone call or a text out of the blue from someone you know that is going to strike up a friendship and relationship.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. You have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks.
Hey, but,
you
yeah,
know,
I'm
you
sorry,
said
Johnny, but...
yourself. Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead.
Oh, you
ahead.
Said yourself you were not a world predictor, but, you know, sometimes the issues that are around are affecting everybody. For example, I couldn't meet Barbara because of the coronavirus. I mean, do you
right.
think things are going to be less affected, like the coronavirus is going to be affecting me and Barbara maybe less than, say, by September or so? Or
I can't look at the month. It's hard to because it's spiking again. So, and it's spiking, like, in different places, like in California, like in Florida and all. So, you know, like
yeah.
I said, the only thing is, until we get a pill or we get something, a shot or something that will, you know, work on us, that's what I'm seeing. You know, it's going to take a while. I mean, it's like, it depends on where you want to meet Barbara. If you come to Nevada, there's no problem. But if you're in California, there's a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would have to be in California. But we're just going to wait it out. Whenever it's safe.
I mean, I've already traveled. Johnny, there's a reason why things happen. And if it's happening in California for a reason, it's happening for a reason. You know, so... it's not like you won't meet her. You certainly will. I mean, you know, that's for sure.
I know.
It's a matter of when. So don't get all weird about it. It's okay.
It's
I was
going to
ask Barbara something. I know
yeah.
it's frustrating. We want to get this show going and on the road and do video. And, you know, did you see Zoom on the video? I mean, on the stuff has gone crazy. Barbara?
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
The stock.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to get us on YouTube online. Is that possible?
YouTube online?
Yes, YouTube.
You
so
mean alive?
Yeah, like doing live.
Like video?
Yeah.
She wants to do live
yeah.
video.
Oh. On YouTube, I'm not sure. I'm sure it's possible, but I myself have never looked into it. I do think that YouTube does have some live events. It does have some, but I'm not familiar, really, to be honest with you, about the procedure. But I will look into it for the sake of you know
yeah.
For everyone's sake, and if there's a way to figure it out, I'm sure I'll figure it out. You know.
Yeah, because you know what? I'm watching all these podcasts, and they're all on video. And they're
oh, no,
making their numbers.
Yeah.
Hmm?
I agree with you
and
there
make it,
about the video.
Yeah, they're making the numbers. You would make money. Instead of working on the show for a whole year and waiting for things to happen, I'm hoping that we can do something that would be, you know, a podcast on video and just go for it. That's what I'm hoping.
I understand.
Barbara's
all right.
really good. I'm really good, and you're really good.
Okay. Well, are you ready
Thank
for the next
you,
caller?
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. 941 is the area code.
Hi, 941. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shearer. How are you?
Hi. My name is great. My name is Carla, and I'm calling from Florida.
Oh my goodness,
and,
hi there.
And our virus has gone up really bad in Florida.
I know.
People just don't
was,
care. They're not wearing masks like they should. It's just,
uh-huh.
you know, it's bound to happen again.
I was watching on the TV about Florida yesterday, and it said that New York has gone way down. Florida's gone way up because nobody's paying attention. Everybody's out there doing their own thing. And they had, listen to this, Barbara, 3,500 new cases in one day in Florida.
Oh, no. From the beaches, yes. Probably, huh?
No, everything. It's just going to the restaurants, not wearing a mask. Or, you know, where you got, I hate to say this, but if we were to listen, you know, to some of the things that other countries have done to get rid of the virus, you know, or bring it way down, we would be really doing well and life would be somewhat back to normal. You know, so it's rough. And New York said to Florida, you're not coming here anymore until you get your virus down. You know, so that's a fact. So anyway, Carla?
Yes, yes. Okay. My question is, I am looking for an office for my career. And I was wondering, do you see me finding an office within the next month? To open up my business?
Well, I don't know about opening up with the coronavirus, but I do see you getting an office. It's rough, you know, it's rough getting an office because of the virus. But you will get an office, period. I won't put a time frame on any of this. I just will say, because of the virus, you will get an office, you know, and I see you writing some stuff down. I see you journaling some stuff. What are you doing?
For work?
Yeah.
I do healings, massage. I teach meditation and healings, and once in a while I'll do some readings and that, but mostly the healing and the teaching is more.
Yeah, but on the teaching level, I'm seeing you write a book. Or there's something about the type of work you do, how to help people and how to bring things down and, you know, that type of thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, very
so
good.
I see you a journal. I see you writing a journal. See you writing a book. You've been very successful. The unfortunate thing is that the coronavirus has hit your area hard. And for you to do what you want to do is like damn near impossible right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
In the future, it will be okay.
Okay.
Are you getting out at all?
What do you mean, getting out of the house? Of course, yes.
Yeah,
oh, I've been around and everything, yeah. I wear a mask. My downtime, I was making masks. I made over 1,000 masks so far.
Oh, that's
people.
Cool.
Yeah. So I
you
keep
know
busy.
We need more than that. They're out of gloves.
Oh, well, I can't
They're
make
out
gloves.
I know. They're totally out of gloves.
Oh.
You know, so it's really weird, but they're out of gloves.
But everything you've, but I should find a place right away.
Yeah, you'll find a place, but whether you can use it or not is a whole other story.
Oh, okay.
It's all because of the coronavirus, nothing else.
Okay. Okay. Well, anything else?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
In the near future, well, I will say this much. You will hear of a passing of somebody or an animal or a person, unless you've already just done so. So I don't know if that's the case.
My mom and my dad aren't doing very good, and I think my cat is also not doing good.
Okay.
But it's
got
more of probably my mom or my dad.
Okay, one of them, or, you know, it's rough. And cat, too. So, you know, I feel for you because I just went through that with the dog, so I know. I'm trying to be more positive for you, and it's rough because you've had so many national disasters and you're trying to think positive, and I think one of the most positive things for you to do is to journal and make that book where you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
And so, so I'll be hearing about somebody crossing?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, so then it wouldn't be my cat. It would be probably my dad.
Well,
I'm not labeling.
I'm not labeling who, you know. I just don't know.
Well, one was
Mom,
on hospice.
Dad.
So, yeah, they're both, their health is really bad. So they weren't, you know, it's not like a surprise. My mother was in hospice, but she's got down to a stage 4 in kidney failure and heart failure. So she has to be at 5 to be put back on hospice again because they go back and forth, you know, if they don't progress or anything. Yeah. So, yeah, so she's only at a stage 4, which is really super, super bad, and with heart failure and everything. But she didn't fit the criteria to keep her on because they reeval every 90 days. So they took her off of hospice, and then like a couple days later she was in the hospital for almost having a stroke.
Well,
so
it's one of them, and you're aware of it, so just make your peace with everything.
Yeah, I have. For her, it would be probably the best because she has dementia really bad and mental illness. And with kidney failure and all of her health, there's no really hope. You know what I mean? She's not going to get better. So it's just a disease that just gets totally bad. And she's in her 80s. So it's surprising she lived this long, everybody says. So.
Well, you know it. So, and it's rough on you because you're always helping everybody. So it's rough, you know.
Yeah.
You are a healer. You are a helper. You do your thing. And as far as you getting your office, yes, you're going to get it. But the problem that we face with that is on the office is because of the virus, it just has changed everybody's life every which way but loose. And there's some good things coming out lately of from London that they have new medication now that's wiping out the virus. So we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, we're starting to think that. And it's rough, okay? But you're doing the best you can, and God bless, and we'll say a prayer for your mom.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, Barbara. What, Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara, cheer me up.
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, no, that is wonderful news about that. I had not heard about that coming out from England.
Oh, the thing from London?
No.
I can't. It begins with a D. And it's a drug, I don't know, but it's really wiping the hell out of it, and they're testing it. So that's a good thing right now. We won't have to go through years of tests. But I was wanting to get your take on something with Trump going to Oklahoma. I think it's Oklahoma. Is that Oklahoma where he's going? Okay. What do you think about that, of 30,000 people showing up?
I think,
go ahead.
Sorry, go on.
No,
go ahead,
you
go
on, because I don't know.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Honestly, I think what's going to happen with the corona is that over time it's going to be like, oh, you got it? Oh, big deal. You know, because, I mean, it's and I think the reason I say that is, I mean, if my great aunt, not my aunt, my great aunt can get it and then be 94 years old to recover from it, then there's something that you know, why is it that other people who are 40 years old die? You know, I think if you
because,
can handle...
Wait. Johnny, there's an answer. It's your immune system. It's your immune system. They have people that are so healthy, that exercise, that do everything right, and they're dying. It's your DNA. It's how you were born and how you handle things. And, like, I never get the flu. I mean, you know, I've never had it. So it depends on your immune system. But that really wasn't my question. I mean, Barbara, did you know that there was a thing with Trump in Oklahoma, a rally, I guess? And I'd like to hear from our listeners what they
Yeah, I'd like to hear from one of those people that's planning on going there. I want to hear, too, and I heard that a lot of people think it's not good to do at this time.
Correct. I agree with that 100%. Because it can spread the virus, you know. And
it really can.
Yes, it can.
Yes.
So it's just like, it's like, why would you do something like that? It's sad. You know, we're trying to save our country. And we're trying to make it
And all
good,
the people,
you know,
so. They could wipe out so many people just in that one day.
That's right. 30,000 people. But I guess their answer was, well, you have a choice. You don't have to go if you don't want to go.
Well,
you know,
I thought we didn't have a choice. And there were so many rules. I mean, we have a choice, but then we didn't have a choice. The stay-at-home law, and then police were arresting people that were gathering. So did the laws change there?
No, no. He doesn't wear a mask either, and he tells everybody to do it. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. Everywhere I go, nobody's wearing a mask, and I'm wearing one because I'm older and I don't want to catch anything.
Well, me too. I wear one every time I go to the store, but a lot of people are wearing them around where I live. Most people do.
Oh, you're lucky.
Everybody.
They're going to start finding people if they don't. You know, wear a mask very soon. That's what they're going to do. So let's hear from the next caller. Let's hear. I want to hear from people out there what they think of this.
All right.
Okay.
Area code 510 is the area code.
Hi, 510. You're on with Psychic Del Shear. How are you today? What is your name?
Hi there. My name is Rachel, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Rachel. Mm-hmm.
And I'm healthy.
Good.
We got a healthy person there. That's wonderful.
Yay!
What part of California are you?
I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and we have just entered into a new phase effective today. So
what is that?
Retail. We're still getting cases. We're not
right.
Without cases coming up. But we have to move forward. So some of the retail stores are opening, but with limited capacity. Same thing with restaurants, limited capacity. So these are, you know, baby steps in the right direction. We just hope that the cases can stay low, but they're going up. So we'll see what happens. Oh, and the law in California is you must wear a mask when you are outside and in public.
I'm glad you told me that. Okay, that's a good one. The only thing I'm concerned about the Bay Area is Tahoe, and I live in Tahoe and I live in Linden. They're allowing Bay Area people to come up and gamble. They opened up the casinos somewhat, and some require masks, some don't. I mean, it's limited. It's whatever. It's gone. And I'm wondering if they allow the Bay Area people to come up, what's going to happen there?
Yeah, true. Well, hopefully people are in the habit of wearing masks here, and they'll move forward with that. But,
yeah, we were asking the rally that they're having in Oklahoma. What did you think about it? What do you think?
I don't think it should be happening.
I agree.
Definitely not.
I totally agree. Anyway, what's your question, darling?
I'd like to know if you see any love interest for me in the near future.
Boy, everybody is love-starved. I don't know why.
Yes.
Just, you've always had relationships. Anytime you turn around, you've had a relationship. It's like, now I wonder, why are you without one?
Well, I haven't been in a relationship for at least 10 years, honestly.
Okay.
I
don't mean it that way. I mean, you've always had people that like you and want to be around you. Or want to date
friends.
You.
but not, it's just friends. It's not dating. I haven't had any love interest for a very big... Yes, yes, I do.
Okay, so you're finally putting it out there that you do, right?
I do.
In the middle of a coronavirus, you were putting it out there. Hello. You know, that's a little rough one.
I know.
But you've never been married?
No, I have not.
Okay, because I picked that up. You're kind of set in your ways, and you're very smart and very intelligent. You help a lot of people, and you do a lot of good things for people, and it's very positive, and it's a very positive situation. So I feel that I don't see marriage. I'm sorry. I really don't. But, I can see you being with someone. More so as I've always seen you with friends. Oh, and I've taken it as kind of relationships, but I see you with friends. You know, so I see you going out, I see you having fun, and I see you having enjoyability. So that's all good. But I'm sorry. I wish I could say I see marriage. I just don't see it right now.
You know, I don't necessarily want marriage. I really don't. You know, I'm a self-made woman. I don't need anybody's money. I'm looking for companionship and somebody to share my life with. But marriage is not in my what I want. A great companion.
You're looking
for someone.
For like to travel with and go places with and
yes,
do things.
Exactly.
That I do see happening. In fact, on the web, don't they have places where you can go if you want to do stuff like that? Barbara, are you aware of that?
Oh yeah, there is. They even have a friend finder. I've heard. I don't know if that is a sexual thing, but I know one person who uses it for that, and I have a friend who really did find a group of girlfriends to go out with when she moved a couple cities down, and she found herself with no girlfriends, and she went on this friend finder. I don't know the exact title, but look it up on Google, and you'll find it, and then you meet, it's called Meetup. There's another one called Meetup. If you want to do canoeing or golf, you want to find people who do the same things you do, there is a thing for that. There's an app for that. I think there's an app for anything these days.
Yeah, I know. Are you saying Meet, M-E-E-T, Up, Meetup?
Yes. That is an app.
Yeah, it's been around for a while. It's been around for a while.
Oh, you've
Have you ever tried anything like that?
No.
Why? Life's too short. You got to get yourself out there.
Yeah, I know. I travel a lot, so I'm not always in one place for a lengthy period of time.
But right now you're not traveling, and you probably won't be for a while.
Well, I will. I'll be traveling next Friday, and I'll be gone for 2 months.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Chicago. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you'll be working.
No, actually, I will be I'm a caretaker for my dad. So I'm here a couple of months. I'm there a couple of months. So I'm going to go look after my dad for a couple of months.
Yes. It's just hard to
I know.
Be that caretaker.
It really is.
You know, it's very hard. It takes a lot out of you, and there's nothing left of you. You know, but you're doing the best you can. And, you know, and it's hard to meet somebody in that type of situation. Not impossible,
right.
But like what Barbara said on those apps, I would check them out.
Mm-hmm.
I would check out as many apps as you can.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have plenty of friends.
You'll always have so many friends and people who love you and all that stuff. And You know, you're going to have it. So I wouldn't worry about it.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And everyone stay real healthy.
Well, thank you. And
thank
you stay healthy,
you.
Too, darling.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks for
calling.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's weird. I'm watching the TV right now as we speak, and just watching. It says Trump to hold Tulsa rally as COVID spikes in Oklahoma. So I was just watching.
Oh, no.
That. Yeah. You know,
that
but,
might turn off a lot of people.
No, more people are coming.
Oh, gosh. But you
don't
can't
ask.
Really expect
I don't have...
the world to wear a mask when the president doesn't wear a mask. I mean,
what?
You have to have a good influence, somebody who's doing the thing that you, if you want them to do something, you have to do it yourself.
Right.
So
right.
I guess
but
he doesn't really care.
He's saying masks are optional.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It's really, it's scary. It's scaring me because, you know, you have so many states around there and any place. They had the Mother's Day thing. Now they're doing, what are you doing, the Father's Day thing? What are you guys doing for that?
Well, my dad is being super smart. I wanted to go visit him in Arizona and just see him alone, and he said no. He said he's too old. The coronavirus is too dangerous still. Please listen to your governor, your mayor, and no. He said no, so we're just going to be without my dad this year, which is sad.
Oh, that is a bummer.
Yeah.
Can you do Skype or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know if he's into that. We do talk on the phone, and I send him a nice gift, but we usually are with him, so that's sad, and he is getting older. So, but
yeah,
that's
well,
why we want to be more careful.
Arizona is one of the hot spots. You know, you know, I hate to say we're very lucky in Nevada, extremely lucky, and they're somewhat lucky in Hawaii, although it's starting to climb. What people are doing, they're going into Hawaii, cheap airfare, and they're using Airbnb, and I don't know why the planes are even bringing them. I mean, you could go to the outer islands and stay there, and it's fine. But in Oahu, they are being fined and thrown out of the state if they are caught. They have to stay in their room. They're not allowed to move. They're not allowed to even get groceries. They have to have it brought in. And who's going to do that? You know. So what's happening is people that live in the area that don't know these people report them. And so they're being arrested. They're being thrown out of Hawaii. Hawaii has said in Maui, and you guys might be interested in this, in Maui, that it's been the nicest it's ever been in their whole lives because there's no tourists. Keep in mind, they're loving it, you know, and keep in mind on this type of situation that it's very rough, and they work normally 2 to 3 jobs, you know, just to survive, and in Hawaii, so it's hard, you know, and it's all based on tourism. So they are getting unemployment within the family, but then again, I don't understand it because the unemployment plus $600. I mean, they're probably $2,500. That's your basis of your rent. You know, and the places are small, and it's just like, it's rough, but they're happy. They're fishing, they're eating food from the ocean, they're making their own vegetables at the moment, and they're going to the beach without being persecuted, and it's kind of fun for them.
Oh, that's really good for them.
Yeah,
there's some good points to all of this. You know what? I do like to have more space in my daily life. I love people, but just having that space has really made me feel good. I enjoy it. I enjoy having that space. Is that weird?
No. I'm the same way.
Good.
I like going, you know, sitting by the lake or whatever and just up in Tahoe and just chilling out and relaxing, and, you know, maybe at an outdoor restaurant or just on the beach and just watching the lake like it was an ocean, because I miss the ocean. But it's rough. I really miss the ocean. And it's rough. I don't think there's anywhere we can go where we're allowed into the ocean. Is that correct?
Not just that, Dale, but you have the ultimate beautiful ocean, the clear, warm, baby blue waters. I mean, oh, I love Hawaii so much. And here,
yeah,
I mean, it's cold. It's not like we go in much unless you're a surfer and they wear wetsuits a lot. It's kind of cold. I mean, the beach is wonderful to walk on and enjoy, though, but I loved swimming in Hawaii.
No, I find
I
find Hawaii water cold versus if you go to the Caribbean where it's really nice and warm. So it's, you know, but
I like that
it's
too.
A choice. Yeah, it's the Caribbean is just, the water is unbelievably beautiful. I mean, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're lucky to live by the ocean. Don't you have an ocean view?
Yeah, no, I don't have an ocean view, but I can get there in 4 minutes. Yeah, he's living
on
the beach. He has a beach house. Yes.
I don't like you anymore, Johnny.
In Florida, it's beautiful. Beautiful water.
I know.
In Florida.
I know, but where you live, Johnny, is there a lot of coronavirus there?
Well, you know, it's actually kind of funny that you say that. I don't know. I will tell you this. Today, I came down the steps, you know, and my father was sitting in the chair, and I looked out onto the beach, and there was at least 10 people all together talking to each other, huddled up. And I said, Dad, you know, I mean, this is just like a little strange to you. I mean, and he was, I mean, it's a little weird. I actually went to the dentist the other day, and it was the first time I'd been out of the house, and it was just so strange, you know, they taking my temperature all the time, and you know.
Welcome to the new world. Everywhere you go, welcome to the new world. They're going to have plastic or probably around your house looking at the beach pretty soon.
Yeah.
And I know what it's like to live in the ocean, on the ocean, because I live across the street from the ocean in Hawaii. But I sold my house just in time, you know, before this all happened. So, you know, I got lucky. Anyway, do we have another?
That's very good.
You most certainly do.
Great.
Okay. I'm going to go right ahead and say this. There, your code is 856.
Oh, good. Hi, 856. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
Great. Fine. What's your name?
Rose Maria.
And where are you from?
New Jersey.
Okay. Same place I'm from. What part of Jersey?
South Jersey, near Philadelphia.
Near Philly. Okay. All right. You're like Cherry Hill?
Yep.
Okay. Love that area. Very beautiful. Very lovely. Lots of fun. How's the I heard the coronavirus is going down in that area. Is that correct?
Yes. Not too bad right now.
So you can get out and do a few more things?
Yeah, you can do a little bit more things, but you still have to wear a mask.
Well, that's going to be the wave of the future. They're going to start designing designer masks there, and you watch. That'll happen. What do you need to know, sweetie? Because I know you have a lot of questions, and I'm trying to decipher in your brain out of all of them.
Yeah, I have
what
a lot.
What do you want to know?
Either a long-term relationship with a marriage or family or financial change of job or whatever you can get. Whatever is easiest.
All right. Boy, it's been a rough one for you, though.
But yeah, pretty much.
You have been without all those things you mentioned, and you're trying to get one or two back, where before you haven't gotten them back, and now you're trying to get it back, and it's going to happen. It's just a matter, again, of time. Here she is getting better, so that's a good thing. And you'll be able to get out more. There's work for you that's upcoming in the near future. And I do see you traveling to parts of Jersey, going in and out of your car. What are you doing with that?
Doing errands and stuff like that and try to keep myself busy.
That's hard to do, you know. You know, there's only so much we can do. And who's Jimmy?
Jimmy. Guy that I, my mechanic or family friend from my parents' son.
I see more on the mechanic or someone you'd have to visit, or there's going to be contact where you have to call him. And I also see a Richard as well, a Rich Richard. Who would that be?
I don't know any Richard. Somebody's nephew that we know.
Okay. I'm just picking up on all these people around you that you should be making contact with or can be making contact with. I think it's a rough time this Sunday for Father's Day for a lot of people. And just like with Barbara, you know, normally, you know, I have noticed, I don't know if you've noticed this, Barbara, you don't know what day of the week it is. I mean, if Johnny doesn't call me and remind me I have a show, I forget. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is.
A lot of holidays. A lot of people.
We don't have July 4th over here. I mean, it's like every holiday, it's like, it's the weirdest thing. It's just, they're days. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Every day is like a weekend.
Yeah. Every day is like a weekend. You got that right. But you know what? There's only so many weekends. You know what, sweetheart, have you thought of, is there any way you can start making masks or helping people or doing something of that sort so that you won't feel so bad?
Yeah, I've been helping my mom out, stuff like that, and mask, I try to do it and not succeed it.
I know, it does look hard, kind of. But they do have, if you go on YouTube, they do have little ways of showing you how to make one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way. I see you just hanging out, helping people. That's all I see you doing for now. But times will get better for all of us. So right now we're all doing weird things that we've never done before. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like Barbara, she should be out there doing photo shoots and stuff like that, and I don't even know how she has that sanity at this point.
Oh, I know. So, but I am making good money on all the online stuff. So that's good me. But I was really doing so many shoots, and a few were canceled, but they're all rescheduled for around October.
Oh, cool. I think by then it should be pretty well settled. But that's pre-election, so it should be interesting. You know, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Should be.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take back what I said about who might be president at this point. I don't know anymore. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, everybody, I just want to do a little quick shout out just to let you know that you can call in now to Life, Laughter, Happiness to talk to psychic medium Dale Shear, 516-531-9874. Save that number, because if you don't get on this Friday, she's always here every Friday. And you can check her out, our lovely Dale, at daleshear.com, DayleSear, to book an appointment that way. And then at the end of the show, we're going to give you her phone number so you can call her after the show. Right, Dale?
Yes,
right.
We have to let people know, Johnny, that we have changed our phone number, so we've lost a little bit of a following. And why don't you, Johnny, why don't you give out our phone number again?
516-531-9874.
Okay. Talking about, Barbara, I don't know what your feelings are about this, about you and Johnny looking into YouTube. I've been watching some podcasts on YouTube, and people are making boohoo bucks doing stuff, and it's really nice. It's a real positive thing. And I was just trying to get us up on Zoom or, you know, whichever, so that we can do it live so people can see us and see what we do. I mean, I don't like the idea of people seeing us, because I like the idea of doing the show in pajamas. But, you know, those days are rough. I'm just trying to, because we did change the phone number, that was a big hit, because we had a very bad phone line. And now we have a good phone line, but we need more people to call in. Is there Blog Talk Radio? Is there another one you can use besides Blog Talk?
None that I think are as good. I think Blog Talk, from what I've heard, is the best one out there. Now, if you're asking about video, that's an entirely different animal. That's going to involve what?
How often did you want to do that, Dale, live, so everybody can see us? Because Johnny and I do it from time to time. How often would you like to do that?
I don't know. If you do it from time to time, I'd do it from time to time as well.
Okay.
I'd follow
you. Want to do that, Johnny, so everybody can see who they're talking to once in a while?
I think that, you know, a blue jeans would be good, yeah. I think it's because it works good when we do the blue jeans. The,
yes.
You know, having people.
Blue jeans, just so everybody knows, is the same thing as Zoom. It's just a different company, but they do the exact same thing. And we choose blue jeans, and it's worked great for us. So,
really?
Okay.
That's what I just, yeah, I wanted everybody to know that that's the same kind of thing, because Zoom seems like it's a name that people are remembering more, though. But we've been established with blue jeans, a very good sound, Dolby sound.
Yeah.
They have a great security system. It's the number one. It's a really good platform. Yes, it is, Dale.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a problem with it. I've used it, too, when I had to talk to the court. I talked to a judge. They chose blue jeans over Zoom.
Really?
And it worked seamlessly.
Yes. That is truly, truly, truly interesting. So it's good.
So,
and, yeah. I'm sorry, Johnny.
Would you like to take another caller?
Sure.
Area code 610, you are on the air.
Hi, 610. You're on live with Psychic Gail Scheer. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
And you're from Becky? What's your name and where are you from?
Shayna, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
That's what I thought, back east. But aren't you from another area beside Pennsylvania?
No.
I mean, it's always been Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
That's weird. I picked you up in a different area. So, was there thoughts of moving at one time?
In the past.
What do you need to know now?
I want to know, am I going to get into the nursing program for this fall, 2020?
Yes. 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 As long as you stay on top of the paperwork, as long as you apply, as long as you stay there, yes, you will be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, no doubt in my mind. Do you have paperwork you have to fill out?
Yeah.
Okay. If you slow that down, then you won't get in. So you need to be way ahead of the curve and, you know, pick it up and get it all done.
Okay.
Where do you want to be a nurse at?
possibly a hospital.
Okay. Because I see there's private duty nurses and there's nurses that travel. Did you know that there's traveling nurses too as well?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, there are. There's nurses that also work on movie sets, you know. And when they're shooting a movie, they have to have a nurse and a doctor or something like that too. So there's lots of ways you can use the skill.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's very positive. Just go for it, okay?
Okay.
But you're in Pennsylvania. Are you driving?
No.
Okay. Who's having problems with their car in the family?
My mom.
Okay. Tell her to watch it and watch her tires.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there anything else, or was that it?
That was it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Yes.
Barbara, mm-hmm. We got to bring you in.
Yes.
We got to bring it up. I'm counting on you to bring it up, Barbara. I've kind of lost my own.
Our energy level. Our vibration. We need to get going.
Mm-hmm.
Bring our vibration up. How do we do that?
I don't know. I really don't know. Have something good happen in our life, even if it's temporary. So are you staying in the house? Are you staying in the house, Barbara?
Oh.
Or are you getting out?
No, we go, and we wear masks, though. But we haven't done what we really wanted to do. We're trying to plan a day where we can go shopping in stores for clothes. I think
here
that's going to be fun because we haven't done it forever. What?
Well, they're open in Nevada here. You can come this way.
Oh, they're open here. We just haven't done it yet. They're open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to take a date next week.
I wonder how long they will stay open because a lot of these big stores are starting to fold. It's rough. It's really rough. You know, so
we better hurry up and do it then.
Yeah, you better.
You think they're going to shut them down again? You think there's going to be I know there is a wave coming again right now, right?
No, there's certain places that will be asked to stay in their house for a week or so. Like there's spike in Florida. That's what I was asking you, Johnny. Where you live, how bad is a spike?
Oh, I don't know.
Johnny?
All I know is that I've been indoors. I mean, I do know that I've heard that Florida is becoming more and more of the central place for the virus. I've heard that, you know.
Right.
But I don't know the numbers.
But you live in what area?
I live in the Panhandle.
Oh, okay. So that's near that. I've seen it on a map, you know. So you get hurricanes a lot there, huh?
Oh yeah. Well, actually, no. We get hurricanes, but we get very lucky with them. Like, because I think it has something to do with the way it really is. I mean, we've gotten very, very lucky. They told us to evacuate about 2 years ago, and I'm telling you, I mean, nothing happened to us. We could have just as easily stayed. You know, the only reason we left was because, you know, we were told to do it, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's all, I don't know, Barbara, what did you just ask me? You just asked me something, but I don't know what it was.
Oh, I forgot, but I was going to say I've been to Destin, Florida, where Johnny lives. It's so beautiful. It's white sandy beaches. I drove there from when I lived in Nashville. It took 10 hours to drive there for a shoot, and that's the only time I've ever been there, and it's just beautiful. Johnny, you're so lucky that you live right there on the beach, and you don't have to really go many places. it really hasn't affected your life that much, except for you loved your getting your lottery tickets. I know that. And you haven't had a lottery ticket. Yeah. Can't you order
them? Is the store open to get the lottery ticket?
Well, it's not so much that it's open. I mean, it's just that you need to understand, if I got the coronavirus, probably nothing would happen to me. But it's my parents I got to worry about, you know. I mean, that's why, you know, my father's like, is it safe to go to the gas station? Not yet, son, you know. On my birthday,
do you have a friend? Do you have a friend that can drop off a lottery ticket?
that'd be awesome.
I mean, Chrissy could probably do it, but, you know, my sister. I mean, I don't know. I'm more or less getting the food at the gas station, you know. I like the food that they have.
What kind of food would you get? What kind?
Oh, they got some Ben and Jerry's ice cream. You know, they'll have like popcorn, you know. It's just been a while since I've done something, you know, like that.
It was kind of his little routine, you know, daily. It was his routine that he hasn't been able to do. And it's just kind of sad because a little thing like a lottery ticket, you know, and he would win money. He's very lucky. And he hasn't been able to do that for a few months now.
Yeah, I know.
I used to play the scratch-off, and I used to be real lucky, but we can do it up here in California. We're on the state line of California and Nevada, so we just cross over the state line of California to 7-Eleven and pick off the scratch-off things. And I've won more than I've lost. I mean, you know, so... But I just haven't done it for a while. I'm just like, I don't have much interest in it at this point.
I have no idea what I would do. I wouldn't even know how to order one at the counter. I would be, you know, I'd have like lottery ticket phobia. It seems so confusing. There's so many and there's so much writing on all these tickets. I wouldn't even know what to choose.
Well, if you watch HGTV and they have the millionaire and they have all the homes they buy. What it is if you go into like say 7-Eleven, right in the counter by the register, there is a whole bunch of tickets. So just pick the one that goes for the $1 million on up, and it's cost you 5, 10, 20, 30, depending on what you want to spend. And then you just scratch it, you know, and if you win, you win.
Oh, that's kind of expensive. I'll do the $10 one, and I'll let you guys know how it turns out. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one today.
Yeah, what I like, the one that says $5 million, and it's silver, and it's whatever, up to $5 million or something. But there's also $10 one.
I'll do that one. Dale, do you see me? Do you feel the lucky energy in me? Would this be a good day for me to get a lottery ticket?
Any day is a good day for you to get a lottery ticket. Any day, because you're a very lucky person.
Me, as in Barbara Moore? Are you feeling the lucky vibes, though?
Yes, I do feel the lucky vibes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
I'm going to try it.
So start small. You can start, you know, just look for it for $200,000 or up to $1 million and just start small. Anyway, do we have any more, Johnny, or do you want to do a shout-out?
Barbara, what about you? What do you think?
Let me see what time it is. It's 6:04. Well, is there somebody waiting? Dale, should we do one more and close?
You want to do one more?
Yeah, I'll do one more.
I do?
Yeah.
860.
I'm trying to get the energy up.
860. Yay. How much energy do you have? Do you have some energy for us? Okay. You're on live now with Psychic Medium Dale Shear.
Thank you so much.
And this
is
who? What's your name?
Lisa from Connecticut.
Connecticut, hi. How's it out there with the coronavirus?
Connecticut is doing okay. We are doing better. We're like New York. We've been wrapped up tight.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yes, highly beneficial.
There?
Yes, right here. Can you hear
me? Yes.
Okay.
What do you do tech-wise? What do you do with computers?
I research for myself. on my dog.
That's cool. Cause that's cute. And your dog.
I know how to turn it on. I'm not tech. My husband is a computer geek.
Okay, he's a geeky. He should be teaching you. You know, that would be a lot of fun because you're a very fun person. What do you need
that
to know?
To teach me to drive. No, thank you.
Oh, God. I know how that could go. What can I help you with?
I'm wondering if I have some goodness coming. Everything's been very awful, and not just because of coronavirus. Life has been awful. Hoping for some goodness.
Who passed away?
Everyone.
That's what I thought. Had a lot of those. You're not the only one. It just seems like this year will go down in history as never existing. A lot of people have had a dog pass. Friends pass. It's just like every time I turn around, somebody's passing, and I wonder, am I alive? You know, you got to check the obituaries in the morning and make sure your name isn't on it. But it's so strange. And I do see things lightening up, and I see it getting better. Are you thinking of getting another dog?
This one is on the edge of heaven, and I don't know.
Oh, I just went through that, sweetheart, and I know your feeling. We had two dogs, two German Shepherds, and one we had to put down, but 11 years old. But my advice to you to stop the pain is, and when your dog passes, I would get one right away. That will stop the pain.
There's a dog shortage.
I know that.
So I know
totally.
I will have a nervous breakdown.
Okay, so start looking now. Now, there are, you know, it depends on when there's new litters coming out every so many weeks in Craigslist. Look at them. I know there's dog shortage because I've been looking myself. What about at the Humane Society?
They're empty. All the shelters are empty. They've never had this before.
You know why this is? It's because of the coronavirus. People have gotten dogs, and at least they have a companion.
They are afraid when people go back to work that they're all going to drop them off at the shelters, and that's really frightening.
That is frightening. I'm going to go pick up one or two, if that be the case. I think some will and some won't, you know, but so far, so good. When you fall in love with your animal, you fall in love, you know, but I do see you getting a dog. So I do see you getting another dog, and it's going to be good and not to worry.
Do you know, is she going to go to heaven? I just don't want to have
sorry?
To bring
say again?
Is she going to go to heaven on her own? I don't want to have to do that. I can't kill a fly.
Well, you can't let her suffer.
She's not. She's doing okay. If she was suffering, I would, but I just want God to call her home. I can't. I can't do that.
I believe that if you pray for that, it will happen. That's what
I
truly do believe that.
I can't do that.
Well, yes, but you have to if she's suffering. That would be wrong.
Was suffering, I could do it. I did it. I told them let my own father go, but the vet at Tufts told me that it's harder to let a dog go than innocent. At the time, I didn't believe him,
That is very true. That is very true. And I know the feeling. I don't want to cry because I had to just do that. We had to put our dog down. I let my husband do it. I can't do it. I just can't do it. So I know the feeling, and I have hurt. The sister left, and the sister's 11 years old, and her name is Princess, and she's fine for now. So when the time comes, you'll know. But all I do know is you are getting another dog, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. God bless. What?
That will make my life better than it is.
Yes, it will. Someone to love. Yes, it will.
All right, thank you. I needed that. Thank you so much. God bless you, everyone.
Oh, good. God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
What a show today.
Yeah, that's a hard thing. Yes, it's
so hard, especially that last caller. It's so painful to lose a pet. And I'm sorry you went through that recently too, Dale.
Yes, I did. And it's sad. I mean, I've had mine since she was 5 weeks old, German Shepherd. And I never got her one because I thought I was going to breed them, but I didn't. And she had mammogram cancer, and so she was in pain. I had to. She couldn't sit down, and she couldn't sleep, and I'm not going to do that to a dog. You know, so I had my husband. I said, hey, you got to take her in as much as you don't want to. But now we have Princess, her sister, that follows us around everywhere we go, like, don't leave me, don't leave me, don't leave me.
Oh, is this a German Shepherd?
Yeah. Shepherds are very smart. They're very smart.
Yes, they are. Oh, they're great dogs.
I'll leave you with one cute thing. She had a little hot spot on her elbow, so my husband took her in, and they gave some salve, but, you know, they don't want the dog eating the salve off their paw. So my husband went to the dollar store, and he bought little baby socks that you would have for a baby, and he cut them off, and he put it over the boo-boo.
Oh, that's perfect.
So
yeah,
that's
such a good
idea. Let's do your shout out, Barbara, because this show is totally depressing.
Okay, now everybody, I'm going to give you Dale's direct number that you can use now that we're going off the air. And you can book with her because you only get a few minutes when we're on air, and this stuff takes time. So here's her number, 808-372-1816 for psychic medium Dale Shear, or go to her website, daleshear.com, DALESCHEAR. And then you know our number. We can be found on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And please subscribe while you're there. You will be able to listen to this show, hear yourself on a show. How exciting. In about 30 minutes, Johnny will upload it, and you'll be able to find all of our other shows there as well. And please stop by our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I posted some nice music on there last night. I wanted to share something special with all of you listeners. So please do stop by. And also, we have a TV channel going, a Life, Laughter, Happiness TV channel that Johnny was working hard on, and it is on Roku right now. If you have Roku, I just got my Roku, and I love it. I'm able to stream
everything.
I'm able to stream YouTube, everything.
You
have Roku?
Of course. I even invested in it. I mean, totally believed in it and bought it when it was $30 a share. I have every one of my TVs has Roku. But anyway, what TV show? What, Johnny? Nobody tells me.
I thought that he ran that by you before. Oh, it's an educational show. So we're having different kinds of teachers come on and teach us things. So we did one episode with a person who's an expert on dating on it. And it's up right now. You can find it under the category of education, Life, Laughter, Happiness Education channel.
Learn.
It's endless what we can do. It's called Life, Laughter, Happiness, Learn.
I can explain what it is. About a few months ago, I mentioned on the show that I was going to look into getting my own TV channel. It turns out that I was giving you misinformation. It's not on Netflix. It's on Roku. You get this course, and they'll tell you how to put it on. They put up a Roku channel. It's up. I actually have my own Roku channel. And so what's going to happen is I'm going to be able to make other Roku channels and, you know, devoted to various topics. This one is educational, but, like, it's sort of like if somebody were to go in there to want to teach a class. But I'm really excited about it because I put a lot of energy into it. But it's still weird knowing that I'm on television now, not just on the internet.
Yeah.
So it's really great.
Well, that's great. That is totally great. I'll think of a topic I want to talk about.
Education.
Good. Okay.
Yes. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, because
so
I hadn't done
and we do use the Blue Jeans with that. It's a same as Zoom, and we used the BlueJeans, and it worked great for that first episode. So that'd be great, Dale.
Yeah, let me think about it. Right now I got some stuff going on. And then
Dale wanted to do the podcast where they could see us. So this is going to be something she'll have to think about.
Either way.
Okay.
I mean, I can come up with something. I can. I'll talk to Johnny about it later. But anyway, you guys have a good week, okay?
Sounds good.
Right, everybody.
Thank you so much, Dale. Have a great night. Have a great night, listeners.
Good night,
thank you very much. Good night, Johnny.
Good night,
Johnny.
Good night.
Wait, Johnny, do I put up Life, Laughter, Happiness on Roku and then you'll come up?
What I'll do is I'll send you a link to the channel and a text message, and then you'll know where to find it. It's on Education.
Okay.
Try looking for the I'll call you after the show. I'll call you.
I found it yesterday.
Okay.
I found it yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Today is not a good date. Next few days is fine. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aloha.
Bye, everybody.